Blog Talk Radio.
Hit the mute button in time. Here we go. It is Obey the Puck. We have Hockey Night in Canada. We're going to take it over. This is Hockey Night in USA, damn it.
Monday Night Hockey.
Obey the Puck. 9 o'clock Monday. You are listening to us.
On Monday.
I am
a Monday.
Above average comedian. Dan Colchico with me, as always, is that angry, angry spatula.
So angry.
Kelly Levy. this week, we're a former NHL, in my opinion, all-star. Well, not in my opinion, but a former NHL all-star re-signs with the AHL.
No, ECHL.
ECHL?
ECHL.
He's trying to get to the AHL. That's what the article said.
Well, he's...
He's thinking about it.
He's on a mission from God.
Oh, boy. We're also going to take a look at the AHL All-Star rosters.
Just one.
You have a little bit of WHL, and I don't even know why I host the show. I don't even know why I'm on podcasting, because all my information is wrong all the time.
Well,
stop talking. There's WHL and OHL standings ready to go. There's a couple tidbits you wanted to mention. We're going to look at the Olympic rosters, plural, and... There's a weird KHL goal that I would like to talk about.
Something weird from Russia? No.
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 And we're going to talk a little bit NHL news a little bit after that. And I might want to hit up on the Springfield thing you sent me, because I didn't quite get why you sent it to me.
I just thought it was interesting.
Well, let's do that first then.
Oh, okay.
The Springfield Falcons.
It was an article. They were talking to the owner. Springfield has been in the league the entire existence of the American Hockey League. It's been various teams, however, but Springfield, Massachusetts, has always had a team. And the new owner came in, kind of saved the team there, and he started looking around and trying to figure out what he could do to kind of solidify their place in Springfield and, you know, to grow the game and to grow the team, reach out to the community. What I thought was interesting was he basically said he needs 4,000 tickets sold, 4,000 butts in the seats every night to break even. That's not a huge number. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, that's new in Springfield.
That's true.
The Basketball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, there's a ton of AHL teams up in that area. They're all really close, packed together. So
yeah, you got the Bruins, you got the Falcons.
Well, they're not the Falcons. they are the Falcons.
Don't correct me, damn you.
They changed their logo and it threw me.
They changed their logo.
They've changed their logo a bunch of times.
What's the Falcon flying up instead of down?
It's been pretty bad the entire time they've been the Falcons.
So I'm going to merge two stories here.
Well, I thought the other interesting thing was, so the guy buys the team, and early on in his tenure, he goes out into downtown Springfield, you know, on a game night.
Dinner.
Goes to a restaurant, and I'm guessing kind of a sports bar kind of place, and talks to a couple different servers and people in the bar. And, you know, he was saying 3 out of 4 had no idea, A, there was a team in town, and B, that there was a game going on that night. So
that's not saying much. I mean, it is downtown Springfield.
Well, yeah, but it's very interesting that in downtown Springfield, a restaurant...
Where is that arena? Because I've been at the Amtrak station, I've seen the hippodrome, which I used to make get made fun of in my accent, because I used to say the hippodrome.
Hippodrome.
There's an O in there. I went, no, it's the hippodrome. It's the hippodrome, whatever. You know.
That's where our hippos trained.
Don't say, oh, that's Miss, yes, okay, Miss from Connecticut. I'm from Connecticut. I get to say that.
That's where the hippos train to do their hippos.
I've been in downtown Springfield. I'm trying to picture where the hell this is, and I don't know where this arena is.
I don't know. It's a quite old arena. I believe it's the arena that when Eddie Shore owned the team, crazy old Eddie Shore. If you ever want to get a insight into Eddie Shore's mind, I recommend tracking down the CBC story of Don Cherry's story or whatever it was.
The Don Cherry story.
Because Don Cherry starts in Hershey and then he winds up traded to Springfield and works for Eddie Shore. And the insane things that he did to his players and tried to cut costs at
Don Cherry didn't kill this guy?
At every chance. No, he was terrified of him.
Really?
Terrified.
Don Cherry was afraid of him?
Terrified of Eddie Shore. And if he says anything different, he's a liar.
That's correct.
He is a liar.
You know, he talks a lot, but he doesn't lie a lot.
No, I doubt to this day, even though Eddie Shore has been dead for a long time, that he would
he's going to get out of there and kill me.
Exactly.
I don't care what you say. He's going to crawl out of that grave. He's going to tear me apart. You like my suit? It's bright orange.
Yeah.
What did Claude say? Was it Claude, or it was either your friend Claude, our friend Claude, or my friend Vince from Canada said the other day that his suit looked like somebody ate a bouquet of flowers and vomited it.
That sounds
like his suit.
That sounds like his suit on probably every other week or so.
So he's saying he wants 4,000 butts in the seat to commit.
That's what I thought was interesting about the article. He needs 4,000 people in there so that he can break even. I don't know.
Something to get 4,000 people in there.
Well, yeah, obviously that's what he was talking about, different ways to try to get more people in on a consistent basis and that kind of thing.
It goes beyond my sphere of belief because I would kill to have a hockey team that close to me in this city. Like,
oh yeah,
I was in a dream town for years with the fans and the Flyers. Like, well, gee, what night do you want to go see?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday.
From your house to the parking lot is what, 15, 20 minutes?
20 minutes, maybe.
20 minutes including.
And 5 minutes of that is sitting in the parking lot and getting a parking spot.
Yeah, I was going to say paying for parking in the lines in.
And that's worth it. That was a great situation. I'm trying to get close to the mic here. No, I'm not across the room.
Sure.
We have a new, we have a temporary setup. I would kill, like, I've been to Springfield. It's real close to the Amtrak station is right there. Take the Amtrak or transportation right to the center downtown. And to go to a hockey game. I would love a hockey team close enough. I mean, we live a little bit further than Cherry Hill was from Philadelphia, where I was originally from. But 95 is such a cluster F. To get to a hockey game is a two-hour affair.
Well, most nights you can get into the city. We could drive to the city. It would probably only take 20 minutes to get to the Verizon Center.
Yeah.
However, if you drive to the Verizon Center, there is nowhere to park that's not going to cost you about $40. Well, there's nowhere to park that you would want to leave your car.
Driving that Paul McCartney concert? Dude, I was going to kill somebody.
Yes, and that was at the baseball stadium.
If I admit,
there are places to park at the baseball stadium.
But apparently everybody's sitting there. Never mind. No, I'm not going to say it. Because
that's what happens.
If I missed that first song, everybody in line in front of me would get stabbed.
That's what happens when all the people from the suburbs come into the city for the first time. We'll drive in. No one's going to drive in.
And that was just a test. I said, you know what? I'm at home. You're going to be working in the city. Ooh, Jets fight. We'll get into that in a second. You're going to be in the city already. I'll meet you there. I'll just drive in. because I still am not sure about Metro stops. I would rather get lost in the Metro.
Yeah.
I'll never do it again.
Yep.
But, there's a little hockey arena around the corner. What's that, college? What team plays there? Prince William.
Oh, Prince William Ice. That's a high school junior league.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I mean, how many years did I live less than 10 minutes from the skate zone? Now they have a junior team in there.
You live that close to the skate zone and you never went over to see a Phantom.
It never crossed my mind. Never. I can't tell you, and my friends are going to laugh at that because they've been. I never crossed my mind, why not say, I'll go watch the Flyers practice. It never clicked in my mind that I could drive to Voorhees. I'm not going into Philly. It just never, it is it. Thanks a lot. Now, on that subject, I want to merge this topic. The Panthers, did you read this article?
Yes.
The Panthers are asking for $20 million or $40 million? Hold on.
Well, they're asking for the debt that they owe. Not the debt that they owe.
They're losing $20 million a year.
Well, yeah, huge surprise. No one goes to see them because it's Miami.
Oh, there's nothing to do in Miami.
There's everything to do in Miami, and the Panthers suck. You know, it's one thing if they were decent. Remember back in the day when they made the cup run, the team was good? Even then, they were only at probably about 85% capacity because it's Miami. I love hockey. I will go to a hockey game for any reason.
You travel.
Anytime. And I will specifically travel to go to a hockey game. If I was in Miami, going to a hockey game would probably be about sixth or seventh on my list. And that's really saying something.
They are losing $20 million a year. They're asking for public funding to make up for that $20 million. And promising a competitive team in return.
They're making a really generic statement that they will spend the money to field a competitive team, which the salary cap's going up next year, and competitive. According to who?
So they go from last place to second?
It's ridiculous. I the people of Southern Florida,
no,
I swear, I hope that they don't fall for this and they don't let their elected officials fall for this again, because they basically they're in the same deal with the Marlins. The reason that they spent all the money on the new stadium, the guy came in. He basically sold all the really good players and has scrimped and cut cost everywhere he could, and he's writing it off, and the team is terrible, and no one goes to see them either.
what I don't understand, I mean, this year's their 20th anniversary, and Anaheim was also the 20th. Huge thing, special jersey night, made a profit, I'm sure, selling those suckers. Nothing from Florida.
Well, that would require effort, time, and you know, someone who cares, which I really don't think is the case in Florida. I don't think there's anyone in that ownership group who cares in the slightest about hockey.
How do you spend more money buying players to make it more competitive if you're asking for money to make up the debt in the first place?
They're asking to not have to pay the fees that they have to pay to the arena, and they want to be out of having to pay the insurance fee in the arena, which saves them like $5 million a year. But they're going to pay the city $10 million that they owe, or $20 million that they owe them. So basically they're saying, we'll give you $20 million now, but we no longer have to pay these fees for the foreseeable future, kind of.
The Panthers would shed the $4.5 million annual payment, and that would be picked up by the county. Is that Miami-Dade?
I think so. It might be Broward.
I can't remember. The county would contribute $500,000 a year toward maintenance. Um, the Panthers would immediately repay the $10.6 million in loans the county granted them in recent years. If somebody shows up.
So if anybody's good at math, why would a bunch of millionaires be willing to pay $10 million now and only get a break of about $5 million?
The Panthers have $50.6 billion in the salary cap at the moment, which is 30th in the NHL.
No.
There are 18 teams that spend over $63 million, and the cap is going up.
Oh, yeah. So once again, they're saying a competitive team, but there's no definition of what competitive will be. And we all know you can spend a ton of money. That doesn't mean your team's competitive.
No, well.
See, you know, well, Toronto is usually a good example. This year they've been competitive, but that's falling apart now. I mean, but they always spend a huge amount of money, and they haven't been competitive in quite some time. Just,
you know,
just,
it was Carlisle's fault.
Well, yeah. Just because you spend to the cap doesn't mean you're going to field a team that anyone wants to see. The Devils have had a bargain basement team for years. Somebody wants to go see them when they win, but a casual hockey fan, you can go see the New Jersey Devils or you can go see some high school game down the street and sit on a bleacher for 3 hours. I'm going to the high school hockey game. The Devils have the most boring hockey. It's terrible. I hate watching the Devils. I hate watching the Devils when they play the Caps. It's terrible.
No, every team when they play the Devils gets all muscle. It was like that year that Tampa Bay was using that, what was it, 3-1?
Oh, 1-3-1.
The 1-3-1, where they just hang back and play with the puck until they came to Philly. Philly said, F you, we're not going to play the puck then. We're just going to hang here. And Tampa Bay got booed out of their own building. But who would tune in to watch that, let alone pay to go see that?
That's what I've said now. I've said it for a couple of years now. It's time. They need to drop a player on the ice. It should be four guys on the ice at all times because the coaches and the video, all the stuff that they do now with the video, you know, going through the video bit by bit, the 19 different defensive coaches and videotape coaches and practice coaches and goaltending coaches and head coaches, the coaches have it figured out. Jersey set up the game plan. When you don't have the skilled players or anyone who's actually fun to watch, just put this system in. Teach your guys to play it no matter what, and you can win, especially if you have, you know, a Hall of Fame goaltender behind you. But
yeah,
at least you're going to be competitive. And you know who did it for years, and it was boring as dirt hockey, but because it was Minnesota, people showed up. Minnesota did it for years. The only reason they ever made the playoffs was they would play to a tie pretty much every night, and they had enough points to get in. Oh, I don't even know who the goalie was in Minnesota those years. But when they were playing the Jersey Devil system, they made the playoffs. It was boring as dirt, but with a bunch of nobodies and Gaborik, they got in the playoffs. They didn't do anything in the playoffs, but the coaches have this figured out. There are coaches that can shut down everyone. It's just gotten to the point where it's boring. I wish they'd let them tackle again like they did in the mid-90s, you know, when the Red Wings would just tackle you and sit on you for three periods.
Yeah. Oh,
extension of the Jersey Devils. They played the left wing lock, and then they would just tackle you and hold you on the boards for 30, 40 minutes.
Sunday night, the Rangers came out, scored 3 goals, and then sat on the Flyers for 2 periods.
Yeah.
Flyers had nothing.
Yeah.
Unbelievable hockey. It was like mid-90s again.
That's why I can't wait for the Olympics. I can't wait for the Olympics because in the Olympics with the bigger ice surface, all of these systems that have been running now for 20, 25 years in the NHL and no one can break them and whatever, they kind of modify them, but they can't account for everything on the Olympic ice, so at least it'll be somewhat interesting hockey. Until Canada gets out there and they'll play a really boring physical defensive system.
Their captain, Cindy Crosby.
Well, yeah, whatever.
Anyway, speaking of old-timey hockey, quote-unquote. I teased this at the beginning, and I don't know why I didn't catch this at first. Rafalski. Brian Rafalski played at that alumni game a couple weeks ago.
At the Winter Classic.
At the Winter Classic, and decided that he wants to come back to hockey. Now, he retired 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
basically because he was old, getting up there.
His knee.
And he decided to try to come back. Now, apparently he signed with the ECHL Everblades.
Florida Everblades.
That's a great name.
It's my second favorite Blades pun in minor league hockey.
What's the other one?
The Kentucky Thoroughblades. That's my all-time favorite.
I'll give you that one.
A great logo, too. I mean, come on. Skating thoroughbred horse. That's awesome.
I would pay money to see that. Here's a little clip of the first game of him coming back, but it's got a little Q&A, very small Q&A with Falski. Yeah, I want to play this real quick. We'll be right back.
The Florida Everblades lost to the South Carolina Stingrays 2-1 Friday night at Germain Arena, spoiling defenseman Brian Rafalski's return to professional hockey. An NHL star who won 3 Stanley Cups with the New Jersey Devils and Detroit Red Wings, as well as a 3-time U.S. Olympian, Rafalski isn't sure where his journey will take him, but he's eager to find out. Everblades coach Greg Foss and his teammates thought he played well, particularly his passing, but he didn't necessarily agree.
Be as sharp as it was?
At times it was, at times it wasn't. You know, it comes a lot from the legs. You know, new stick, new gloves.
Mm-hmm.
After 20 years of hockey with one stick or one curve, it's tough to play with a different line, with a different curve and a different flex. So, you know, there's an adjustment period for sure.
Now, according to MLive.com's Ansar Khan, he was released with a year left of his contract to go.
Yeah, I was trying to read up on that. I wasn't sure if he retired with a year to go on his contract because of his knee, or if he took some sort of buyout because he couldn't play to his capabilities or to what he wanted to play to, so that he stepped out of the contract. I don't know.
He wanted to retire, so Detroit granted his release with 1 year left.
Okay.
Became an unrestricted free agent, technically,
uh-huh.
and then retired. He said, according to MLive.com's Ansar Khan, if he succeeds in his comeback attempt and he goes to the AHL, that Detroit would talk to him again about coming back.
I bet they would.
I'd like to. Rafalski was one of those names I threw rocks at because he was on the Devils and the Red Wings and he was a pain in my ass for years. But I'd like to see him come back.
Yeah, you got to admire the guy. I was looking into him before the show and I didn't realize this, but he was undrafted. He played in the USHL.
Did not know that.
And then he had a 4-year career at Wisconsin-Madison. And then he went over to Europe. He played over in Europe for almost 5 or 6 years. And for a while was considered the best player outside the NHL. And then Jersey was the one who took a chance on him, brought him in, and he got a contract with them and turned out pretty well.
2 cups with New Jersey, 1 with Detroit, and then knee.
Yeah, knee problem.
What year did he win that with Detroit? I can't.
Was that 2007, 2008? They beat the Ducks.
That was 8 then.
7
8,
or 8.
9, because it was 10-11 that he retired. So 8, 9, 9, 10, 10, 11, he retired. I'd like to see that succeed. An older guy, only because, and I'm not saying this in an insulting way, an older guy like that who's that good, potentially, come back to the ECHL, get on an AHL contract, get back in the NHL, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah,
that would be history. Nobody else would be able to say, I retired, played an alumni game, then came back. You know?
I'm sure there are some agents trying to convince Gretzky and Messier that they could still play.
I bet you Gretzky could still play.
Oh, he could, because he could skate.
Jeez. I said it before, even at the end of his career, I'm like, why is he retiring? He's got no right. Get back on the ice.
You're not allowed not to play hockey.
You're not allowed.
Gretzky guy. Play the hockey.
Play hockey.
Play the hockey.
Play hockey.
I regret that I didn't get to see him play in person. I was going to at one point. There was going to be a epic road trip to Greensboro, actually. That was the one of the years when Hartford had moved to Carolina before they built the new fancy arena in Raleigh. They were playing, the Carolina Hurricanes played out of the Greensboro Coliseum for a couple of years while they were getting, I think it was 2 years or 1 year, while they were getting the Raleigh arena ready. And when I was at school, I was going to take a road trip to go see Wayne Gretzky play, and that was his final season at that point. He had announced it. And, you know, they were barely putting 10,000 people in the Greensboro Coliseum, and suddenly Gretzky comes to town, and they sold that puppy out.
Yeah. Wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
What kept you from going on that road trip?
It was sold out, and
just
it was...
Oh, you just
it was. Oh, I don't know. It probably would have been a 6-hour trip at that point. So.
Yeah. At this point, it's like an 8-hour trip. 95.
To Greensboro? No, it's not that far.
Really?
Yeah, it's not that bad. Yeah. I've made that trip before. I have not to, well, I ate a barbecue joint right across the street from the Greensboro Coliseum. It probably takes about five hours, something like that. Not too bad. It's all highway.
Speaking of the AHL, I'm just doing simple segues tonight.
Okay.
You're going to have to explain how they're breaking this down this year, because I said they released the All-Star rosters, and you said only one.
Yes, they're playing a team from the Swedish Hockey League.
Ah!
Yeah!
That was my question.
Yeah! They're playing the Swedish team.
The Fargestad Borgstad.
BK.
There's
always letters in the foreign team names that I don't understand. Maybe they're sponsored by Burger King.
They do it just to mess with those damn Americans.
I know.
Put sticky K in here, it doesn't make anything.
Well, Swedes do like their extra consonants.
You
so.
Stupid Americans, here's the K. What's the K for? It's silent. Shut up.
So the HL named a team that has 12 forwards, 6 defensemen, and 2 goalies.
So we got nobody from Hershey.
Nobody from your team either.
Nobody from Philly either. They're at around, not a one.
Nope.
I don't see any names. I don't see any names that stick out to me. What sticks out to you about this?
Well, Travis Morin is the AHL's top scorer this year.
Texas Stars.
Last time I checked, he had 50 points in, I don't know, 42 games, and he puts up 2 or 3 points a game, though, so he could easily be at 56, 57 by now, because it was a little while ago that I checked on him. And I just wanted to throw out there, Jason Jaffrey will actually be he's the captain of the All-Star team. He's the captain of the St. John Ice Caps as well. But I remember seeing him when he was a little rookie, when he played hockey in Roanoke, Virginia, for the Roanoke Express.
Wow.
So... Yeah.
There's a lot of names on here. I don't.
Most of those guys have been called up this year.
I know Gibbons, the Baby Pens.
As a Caps fan, I wish McNabb hadn't been up, but.
That's what I thought.
He played a great game on Sunday against the Caps.
Yeah.
Huge defenseman. But I mean, that's, you know.
I don't, you know, maybe McGinn, I could think of maybe one or two I'd put on from Adirondack. Aikson, McGinn. But
yeah,
McGinn's been called up to Flyers so many times, they put him back down again. I'm sure they're going to stick Downey right in there just because, whatever. Anyway.
I don't know how the team was decided this year. In the past, there's been a popular vote, but the writers have had some say on it as well. Is it all popular vote this year?
The AHL All-Star team comprised of 20 players, 12 forwards, 6, as you said, was selected by a committee of AHL coaches and general managers.
Oh.
The All-Stars will be led in St. John's by Jeff Blazel, head coach of the 2013 Calder Cup champions, Grand Rapids Griffins, and Rob Zettler. Bob, head coach of the defending Eastern Conference champion Syracuse Crunch.
Okay.
So I guess the committee got in line and said, that guy.
No popular vote whatsoever.
I can tell.
Hail democracy. Okay.
You're going to tell me that the Golden Gloves are political.
Huh?
What?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That is not by popular vote.
What?
Instead of good movies. Golden Globes.
Oh, I don't care.
It doesn't matter if you care. Support me on the show.
What?
Lie about it.
I don't understand.
It's not. It's not political at all. Never mind.
I don't understand your
point.
Thank
you. Glad we're getting married. Anyway.
I don't understand your point. That's not fair.
You wanted to speak specifically about the WHL and the OHL.
Oh, not specifically.
You wanted to mention something.
I was just interested. I was checking in on the standings to see what was going on, because that's really all I can do here in America. And I was amazed. I was looking at the OHL standings. There's one division, and I forget which division it is, but you've got the Erie Otters are in first place, the Guelph Storm is in second, and the London Knights are in third. Now, Erie, on the season, they've played 43 games, so just over halfway through the season, has lost 5 times. Guelph has lost 6, and London has lost 7 times. That's insane. There always seem to be these really, really dominant teams in the juniors. Like each year, there seems to be one team that's just like miles ahead of everybody else. Sometimes they wind up going into the playoffs and just ripping through it, and then they just march on to the Memorial Cup. But I'm always interested in that. There seems to just be every year this huge imbalance that there's one team that's just stacked or has the exact right chemistry for winning hockey games. And there's a Kelowna in the Western Hockey League has only lost, I believe it's 5 times or something crazy.
I tried to bring it up, but the website is not
something crazy yet. Like that. So once again, another team that's just winning like there is no tomorrow, so... I'd love to be able to see some of these games, because
there's no way of seeing it unless you live in Canada.
No, unless you got a Sportsnet feed or a CBC. Well, actually, it's probably just Sportsnet or TSN.
If somebody in Canada has cable, borrow a login from them or something.
Yeah, we're gonna have to check into that, because I'd love to see these guys.
Get back to me on that.
These are all the, you know, it's like college football and college basketball here in the States. These are the kids who are gonna be the, you know, the draft picks the next couple of years, and they're going to come into the NHL and do their thing, but you can't see them.
Well,
can see the Memorial Cup when that's on it and in the summertime, so I always look forward to that. I love watching junior hockey when I get the chance.
Now, earlier this year, the Flyers had to deal with this little coaching change. The Winnipeg Jets just they didn't even have an interim coach. They went right from summarize what happened.
Oh, Claude Noel was relieved of his coaching duties, and they hired Paul Maurice. So no interim coach. They hired Paul Maurice for the job.
I want the Winnipeg Jets to do well, because it's the Winnipeg Jets.
Oh yeah, I. So pulling for them. They're kind of my Western Conference team. I mean, I've always loved Minnesota, but I'd really like to see them do well. Just to piss Bettman off. Nothing would make me happier than for Winnipeg to go on a huge playoff run and sell out that tiny arena and have Bettman cry that he wasn't selling 20,000 seats a night and making all the luxury suite money or something. I don't know. Whatever. Anything that makes him miserable would make me happy. But I'd love to see the Jets do really well. And they've been very bad this year. Which wasn't a huge surprise. They were not great in the East, and they're going over to the West, which is so much better hockey-wise.
I'm going to play a little clip here, and we're going to get our thoughts on the other side. This is courtesy of Sportsnet.ca. which is probably one of the best sites in hockey coverage out there at this point. Let's play this and we'll get our reaction.
All the years I've coached, there's new challenges. This is a little bit of a new one, but it is, but it isn't.
They weren't ready to start the period, and now all of a sudden they're down 2-1.
I try not to focus on the negativity surrounding this position. We'll get it turned around.
And the life is going out of this building. It's 4-1 Columbus.
We're going to win here one day. I'm hoping to be here one day. We are going to win here one day. And then I'll be able to sit here and say, we're winning now.
That'll do it. The horn sounds to end this hockey game, and the Blues serenade the Winnipeg Jets off the ice.
That's going to happen. I'm confident in that.
Perhaps Claude Noel knew something we didn't Thursday when he uttered those words. Noel will not be behind the Jets bench to see them put it together because he was fired this morning. And there will be no interim head coach with Kevin Cheveldayoff choosing Paul Maurice to take over for Noel. Now Maurice has more than 1,000 games of NHL coaching experience with Hartford / Carolina and Toronto, and most recently coached in the KHL. His first game with the Jets will be Monday at the MTS Center against the Phoenix Coyotes. As for Noel, he was let go amid a 5-game losing streak that dropped the Jets to 10 points back of the final playoff spot in the Western Conference.
Just became apparent over the last little while here that things were not trending in the right direction, and that we were going to have to do something to try and move things back into a fashion of moving forward.
It's not an easy day, you know. Two good people lose their job, and you know, ultimately it came down to the performance of all the guys in here.
It's tough, but it's part of the job. No one's ever safe, and you know, we have to look at ourselves and you know, move on.
At the end of the day, we just weren't playing hard, we weren't competing hard enough, and if we don't do that, nothing's going to change. I don't care who's behind the bench.
We mentioned assistant coach Perry Pern also losing his job today. The Jets failed to make the playoffs in Noel's first two seasons. His best finish was last year when the Jets ended second in the Southeast Division. Overall, he had a 80-79-18 mark with the Jets.
So, Jets suck, and was their attendance going down? Or?
Oh, their attendance isn't going down. They're selling that place out every night. But the fans have reached their limit.
You heard them.
Yeah.
Boo!
I think the fans gave them quite a long leash. But not seeing any kind of progress. Because, I mean,
here's nothing.
When Atlanta came there, Atlanta wasn't a great team. But they were a young team. And it was one of those things. It seemed like there was quite a bit of potential there that maybe with a couple, you know, free agents, a veteran or two, that team could at least, maybe get into the playoff picture and something like that. And that just hasn't happened. Nothing seems to have worked right in Winnipeg.
Before we continue with the Winnipeg thing, Claude had two comments. First, about the Florida Panthers. And meanwhile, Quebec City is still without an NHL team. Makes sense.
Exactly.
And his second one was Guelph.
Guelph. Guelph. Whatever. Canadians just make up pronunciations, okay? We know some of you are French and some of you live way up at the North Pole, but for God's sake, we all live on the same continent. Can we just agree that something with the U-E-L-P... One pronunciation. That's all I ask.
And Vincent, en français, oui, oui. No.
I love the Canadians.
Vince, I miss you, buddy. It was just funny because, you know, one of them lives in D.C., right? One of them lives in
Maryland.
One of them lives in Maryland, the other lives in Toronto. So, en français, my ass.
It's pretty much the same thing, really. Maryland and Toronto aren't that different, other than Tim Hortons is up in Toronto, which is, if you ask Claude, a huge difference.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Elaborate. Or I have to ask him to elaborate.
No, there's no Tim Hortons in Maryland.
Not one Tim Hortons.
No.
There's no Tim Hortons anywhere in the United States.
Yes, there are.
Where?
They've reached New York City. They haven't
that
come further south.
Count.
Up there in western New York, they're all over the place, in Detroit, and, they got Horton's Coffee down in Phoenix.
They have Horton's Coffee in Wegmans in Jersey.
Yeah.
But I see a Timbit in front of me. I don't give a crap.
The Phoenix Coyotes went and got Tim Hortons coffee because so many snowbirds come down from Canada and come to Coyotes games and watch root for the other team. So they, you know, they got them coffee. Which is a really Canadian thing to do for the people of Arizona. But
until I see Vince or Claude bring me a box of Timbits, I will not accept it. Freeze dry that crap and send it over here.
So until they bring it to you, you won't accept it. How could you accept it before they brought it to you?
Well, the only way I'll accept Timbits is if I get it from a genuine Canadian, is what I'm trying to say.
See, I do not have that rule. If someone brings me food from Tim Hortons, I will accept it gladly. I don't care where you're from.
Oh, I'll eat it.
No. You've made your statement. Now stand by it.
No, I'll eat it.
I will take the Timbits from anywhere. I do not care if you're – I don't care if you're
well,
from
I'll only
England.
Accept it if he goes, oh, here's your Timbits, eh?
Nope, not me. Yeah. Don't care. Japanese, Australian, Russian, you bring me Tim Hortons.
Why would you want an Australian to bring you a Timbit?
It's mostly about the Tim Hortons food. I don't care about coffee. So
we are going off on a tangent, but have you ever had anything from Tim Hortons ever?
I have not, despite being up in Canada several times.
We go to Canada, first stop. Tim Hortons. But the Hall of Fame is right there. Where's the Tim Hortons? There's probably two Tim Hortons around the corner from it anyway.
See, I'm assuming it's like Starbucks up there. You know, it's like Starbucks in D.C. If you walk out of Starbucks and you can't see the other Starbucks, people start to panic in D.C. I'm assuming that's what it's like up in Canada. You walk out of one Tim Hortons, you have to be able to see the other one on the horizon so you know where to go.
Do you think in the next 10 years, back to the original discussion, that Winnipeg will get a new building?
Tim Hortons should franchise everywhere?
Yes. I don't understand why they haven't.
They have
to have one Canadian move each store. Each store they put, they have to have one Canadian family relocate. Hello, I'm Bill. I'm your Tim Hortons manager. What can I help you with?
Tim Hortons missionaries.
Yeah.
Just open up across the U.S. Damn. Welcome.
Would you like a Timbit or what do they call, like, I just want a double glazed chocolate donut.
A bear claw and a coffee.
A bear claw. What's a bear claw?
Big old donut thing. It's yummy.
Anyway, before I become a diabetic, I need you up here for this one. The Olympic rosters were created.
Oh, yes.
And this is, I love Olympic hockey. It's wide open. You don't have 10 guys trying to kill each other every play. They play serious hockey. It's more about the forecheck than the body check. I love watching Olympic hockey. It is a different game than the NHL hockey is. Team Canada, have all the teams been announced that matter?
Yes. All
Canada, teams. USA, Sweden, they're all.
Sweden.
Finland, they're all up.
Finland. Who else is in the tournament? That's really bad. I forget who else is in the tournament. Switzerland, I believe, and.
Man, everything just froze on here.
Germany. No, Germany didn't qualify for the Olympics.
They didn't?
No, I don't believe so.
Interesting. I did not know that. Let me get the roster up. This is not going to be a full music break. We'll be right back after this. I'm going to get the roster up so there's no delay or silence. Be right back.
told you it wasn't going to be a long break. That is the Mystery Men, by the way, to keep my heat on. Their album is available at lucha-rock.com for $9. I say their album because it's unpronounceable to me and I have no idea. Anyway, I got the rosters up here. I want to get this out of the way for Team Canada, how Giroux did not make it. I don't get it. Giroux or Saint Louis?
It's Canada. There's going to be a bunch of people who don't make that team every year.
Well, you don't have to yell at me.
I'm sick of hearing about, oh, my God, so-and-so didn't make Team Canada. Really? How many roster spots are there? How many amazing freaking Canadian hockey players are there?
It's three.
Okay. That seems reasonable.
But I wanted to say the talent pool in the NHL, just the NHL right now, but I mean the NHL and the AHL, you could have three more teams of at least USA, Canada, Russia, Sweden, Finland, and just being a powerhouse. Incredible teams. There's 149 AHLers represented in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Not even to mention the NHL players, but 149 AHLers. I don't know if that's a higher number than usual, but that's getting mentioned a lot this year. And Sportsnet is a great site, but it's loading slower than a turtle right now. Here we go. I was surprised about the goalie for Canada, Luongo. I'm surprised he made it.
Well, you know.
But looking at this, that's about it. Looking at this team, man, Stamkos even made it, and he hasn't played in a month and a half.
That's the one that kind of surprised me. I'm like, really? You take the guy with the broken leg who hasn't skated in I don't know how long now. Nothing away from Stamkos. He's an amazing player.
He's already skating.
That's just an amazing injury to have to overcome, you know, to get ready for an Olympic tournament, which is a short tournament. It's really, really intense. You have to play into the medal rounds, and there's a lot going on in a real short period of time. I hope that he can play for his country and play well, but that's a lot to put an injury like that, that kind of stress on that kind of injury right away, to not even have a warm-up.
Do you think they put him on
not
like
even
a
have a warm-up
line or something?
To not even have a warm-up NHL game before you're going to go play in the Olympics is just insane to me.
I wouldn't want to. I'd want to – I think – and this is not – take. I'm saying not to take anything away from the NHL, which I'd like to every now and then. I think Olympic would be a better game for him because you don't have to worry about somebody trying to kill him and worry about that leg so much. He's just got to worry about staying up straight.
No,
you know what I mean?
The skating.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm saying is maybe the Olympic hockey is kind of better for him to start first because he'll get his strength back quicker than he would in the NHL with all the other, you know, on-ice activities.
Perhaps. I don't know.
That's my professional opinion.
Okay. Kind of buy that. That's a lot of stress, mental and physical. And then he's got it in his head, too. Hey, I made this team over other guys. I better prove it. I better do, you know, everything I can or whatever.
Crosby was named captain, right? Am I wrong?
I would assume so. The guy
you think
scored,
that's a good move, right?
He scored the winning goal in overtime.
That's a good move, right? I mean, it's not going to hurt them at the least.
I would guess so.
We're going to go to Team Russia first because your buddy's in Team Russia.
No. Ovechkin made the team?
Yeah.
Wow. His face is only on every poster in promotion for
it's
the
pretty,
Olympics in his
it's
home
pretty
country.
Cool commercial, though.
I love the commercial.
Look up 2013. It was Nike, right?
Look
up the Ovechkin 2013. I love the support you give me. We're going to have a talk.
Why am I the one who's got to remember every detail?
I think it was a 2013 Olympic Nike commercial. Which was great, just a Team Russia commercial. Just look up 2013 Team Russia commercial, crazy. I'm waiting for these other awesome web pages to load. But Ovechkin and Malkin are going to lead Team Russia.
Yeah, huge surprise.
Your boyfriend Lundqvist.
Yeah.
Will be the goaltender.
Sweden.
And the Sedin brothers.
Did both Backstroms make Sweden?
You know what? I'm going to open it up. It's going to take 4 hours for the page, though.
I know the Washington Caps, Nick Backstrom made it. Did
the other Backy?
Did the Wilds goaltender, Nick Backstrom, make it?
How many years does Jágr have to be chosen for the Czech Republic?
I don't know. This is insane. I think his first one was 92, and he's made every Czech Olympic hockey team since then. That is completely nuts.
Isn't there a minimum? Crying out loud.
Just give a spot up, Jaromir. Come on, man. Take on a little
while
thought.
These pages are loading, we're going to mix a couple segments here because this freaking thing is... Were you going to say something?
Never mind.
What were you going to say? There is a Make-A-Wish this week. Was it this week? Yeah, it was the Buffalo game in Washington.
Oh, yeah.
The Make-A-Wish kid.
Who was awesome.
Not only, and I can't remember his name, of course, and our internet's giving us trouble, so please bear with me, folks. Little kid, not only during the Washington Capitals practice was this kid in full hockey. Skates, uniform, pants, he was in full hockey regalia. He picked a fight with Wilson.
Yep. Knocked him out.
So they had a fight. But he also dropped the puck at the Buffalo-Washington game and threw Ott out of the face-off circle. Now, for those who are listening, who I know who don't know hockey very much or at all, if you're in the face-off and you're acting like a jackass, the referee could go, no, you know what, switch. You get the hell out of here and put somebody else up in the face-off circle. And you can switch. Sometimes it's used as a tactic. Sometimes it's used because the guy's so hot-headed and mad. He gets thrown out of the face-off circle. So the kid went to drop the puck, and instead of dropping the puck, he threw Ott out of the face-off circle. It was just beautiful. He was having a good time, and, it's well-deserved for him.
It's part of Canadian Make-A-Wish Foundation.
He was.
Mm-hmm.
So
I
remember that.
He's from Saskatoon, and the reason he was in Washington was – Braden Holtby was his favorite player because Braden played for the junior team there.
But I thought that was adorable. That was a great thing by the NHL. And
that one was very cute. But hockey teams do this all the time. They all do great work with the Make-A-Wish Foundations and the children's hospitals and stuff like that. You always see the guys going to visit everybody, especially over the holidays. They go and visit the children's hospitals and sign autographs, bring toys, play air hockey. It's a really great part of the community outreach the hockey teams do, and not just National Hockey League teams, the junior teams, the minor leagues.
Yeah, it's a
great reason to support the sport. They need to give back to their communities.
Back to the and I will post a link on the Twitter and on the Facebook page. By the way, Facebook page is what I'm really pushing. It's where I post all the links after the show. Facebook.com/groups/obeypuck. The Sweden team is loaded.
Yeah, I think that's the second. second hardest team to make. I really don't think the U.S. team is as hard to make as Sweden. I don't even think Team Russia is as hard to make as Team Sweden.
It's mostly NHL players, but six from the Detroit Red Wings.
Yeah, they have a lot of speeds.
The Sedins, Silverberg, I can never get his name right, from Anaheim.
Yeah.
Silverberg, and Henrik Zetterberg from Detroit again. I was surprised by Enroth from Buffalo.
Yeah, over Nicholas Backstrom of the Wild I'm seeing there.
Yeah, all right, that's what I was looking for. Okay, but yeah, Backstrom from Washington. So Backstrom from Washington is Backstrom,
Ovechkin,
Ovi,
Carlson.
Carlson was the
Team USA.
And from Philly you got...
Oh, gosh, you guys got a bunch.
No, we don't.
Yes, you do. You got like five guys teaming in for Finland.
Voracek
for Czech Republic.
That page is still loading.
I think they've got a guy from Slovakia, a guy from the other.
This
is your team. Come on.
I can't remember because I didn't care.
You don't care about the Olympics?
No, I didn't. I don't. Once they make the Olympic team, they're not on Team USA.
I could care less who wins.
No, I'm all about Team USA. Come on.
Oh, I don't care. I've always rooted for Russia, Soviet Union.
What's wrong with you?
I love the villains.
Oh.
I've always loved.
That's
the villains.
Over, you know.
I've always loved the villains. They're still kind of the villains.
Not really.
Ask anyone in Canada. They're still kind of the villains.
Because Canada doesn't let things go. Canada just holds on to these things. Team Russia, as we said, all you got to do is beat your girlfriend and block pucks, and you can get into an Olympic team. Varlamov.
Oh, wow. Colorado. Wasn't following.
But
you.
There's my boy, number one on the top, former Philadelphia Flyer, Sergei Bobrovsky.
Bob
made the team. That's a guy I'll root for. I'll root for Russia just strictly because Bobrovsky was one of those 100 trades the Flyers have done in the last 20 years that doesn't make any gosh darn sense.
Strong language.
I was trying to skip it since I've done three already today. I was trying to keep it.
Gotcha.
Oh, look who made the team, Kovalchuk.
Yeah, I forgot about Kovalchuk. I forgot he had gone over to play in the KHL.
Oh, you forgot about all that money he left there? For New Jersey, yeah.
Only New Jersey would sign a contract. Oh, wait, no.
Philly
did that, too. Sign a huge contract that was ill-advised, and they get out of it scot-free. That's wrong on so many levels.
But that was his decision. The Philly one was not his decision.
You really think Lamoriello was like, so you're leaving me after signing this contract?
What the hell was he going to do? You think you're
leaving me, Ilya?
What was
really?
He going to do? What was he going to do? He's not like, oh, you think you're leaving me?
I don't know. He kind of scares me. He looks like a rat.
He's a rat. He's not a... F New Jersey. But anyway, I'm going to pull for Bobrovsky on that one. Team USA, Howard surprised me. Quick did not. Miller, I don't know.
It's one of those things. He's amazing until all the chips are down, and then he's never won anything ever, as a good friend of mine says. He's never won at any level ever.
Jersey boy James Van Riemsdyk
made
it.
Bobby Ryan did not.
Bobby Ryan did not. It's because he's from Cherry Hill, and they don't like us.
With good reason.
Yeah, we suck. Yeah, we're snobs there, unless you're on the west side. Shattenkirk, my favorite name in hockey. One of my favorite
That's
names.
That's a good current name.
Shattenkirk.
In Shattenkirk. That's a good one.
Do you not see the connotation of Star Trek in there? He's Shattenkirk.
No, I didn't get that
at
all.
You didn't get that, huh?
Thank God you were here.
Your buddy Carlson.
I have no idea what you were talking about.
There's your buddy Carlson.
Okay.
Right there.
Yeah.
I brought the Slovak team. Did I pronounce that right?
Slovak team.
Slovak, but Slovakia.
Peter Budaj.
For Montreal. How do you pronounce it? I can never get his name right for St. Louis. Halak?
Halak.
Halak, right?
Halak. Yeah.
I don't know.
Every Caps fan knows that name.
No,
I really don't. I really don't want to explain.
Well, I'm going to make you do it.
He was the one who stood on his head in seven games to eliminate us in 2010. One of the most impressive goaltending shows I've ever seen. It was mighty impressive and depressing.
First Flyer on the list, Andre Mazaros.
Mazaros.
Chara. We're talking about Mazaros right now, and here's the point I was making. I want to get this verbally out there as well as on Twitter. Watching the Flyers, I don't like Braden Coburn. You don't even like him just by watching how great he plays. And I heard a trade rumor about Mazaros. they better damn well trade Coburn before they ever touch Mazzaros. Or that would go in one of those trade lists. That doesn't make any sense.
I'm sure Holmgren is writing this down.
Holmgren is an idiot. Clark is in his ear going, you know what I think you should do? Because I can't talk any louder than this.
You should totally sign, that goalie guy to a 9-year contract and then walk away scot-free from it. Well, not scot-free, but...
Sign him for 30 years at $400 billion.
There you go.
That's a good idea. Lindros was not my fault. Anyway, another former Flyer, Hans Zeus, is on here.
Two hoses and a hen.
Marion Gaborik. Wasn't he hurt again, or is he going to be?
Gaborik's
okay?
Always hurt.
Yeah,
it's an odd number. No, it's an even number year now. He should be fine. If it's an odd number year, he's probably hurt.
No, remember he came back against the Flyers. Two guys hit him. He was out again with a collarbone.
Yeah.
I say, is he going to be ready?
I assume so.
Who are you taking? Is my question.
Who am I taking?
In the Olympics. Who are you picking?
My pick for the Olympics. You know, I'm going to go Sweden.
I was going to say, I'm going with Sweden.
I
don't want to.
I really like that team on the big ice, and I don't think you can doubt Lundqvist. He seems to stop freaking everything. I'll be pulling for Russia because I love to see the home nation win. I mean, that's a big thing. And for the Russian people and stuff, they'd love to see their hockey team win on their home soil. Should be a heck of a I'm looking forward to the Olympics, but
you're picking Sweden.
Yeah, the tournament should be fantastic. I can't wait to see all the hockey games.
So Slovenia is one of those teams that don't have a lot of NHL guys on there.
Right.
Kopitar is from the LA Kings. He's going to be on the team. And his father's coaching them, isn't he?
Well.
Yeah, right there he is. Yeah, his father, I'm not going to go for the first name, is going to coach this team.
Dad.
Dad.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, there's one NHLer on the team.
No.
And that's Anze Kopitar. Thank God his father named him something simple.
No. That's how it used to be. You didn't have all these NHLers.
Yeah. No, that's good. They'll be the underdog.
The
you watch. Team Austria. Who from Vancouver? Who's that? Sveti. So who are these people?
They play in the Austrian League in the
Sarsbaum? No, in Montreal, Vancouver, and Phoenix.
Well, clearly they're back.
I know that, but I never heard of those guys before. But Austria is another team. There's Michael Raffel from the Flyers, but there are 1, 2, 5 NHLers on this team. Everybody else.
Grabner.
Six. Grabner from the New York Islanders. So you got 6 NHLers. Look out for them. Because you got motherland players. You know?
Motherland players?
Players that don't play anywhere outside their country.
Oh, I got you. I wasn't following.
I was going to say, come on, tell me that made sense. That's not a Dan moment. I'll give you the globe thing, but which I'll have to explain to you after the show. Last team we're going to go over is Finland.
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 You know, in my heart, I want to vote for Finland anyway. It's just because it's Finland and
they never win.
Look, they win. They won juniors this year.
I don't know what you're talking about. Did you
lose a lot of money on your World Junior bet?
No. But it was so, like, we were in it, and then we were out of it. Don't you laugh at that. Stop it. We were in it, and then we were out. It was bad. But this also has teaming in from the Flyers. And Jokinen from Winnipeg. Shut him up, please. Mikko Koivu from Minnesota. And it's got Solani, which was probably going to be his last year.
Well, you might assume so.
After That was the question I wanted. I kept it in my brain and it reactivated for you, so I would remember it for the show. Solani, he retires to the NHL. That does not mean he can't try out for his home country, right?
As
any, do you know? You might not have an answer. Do you know of any NHL player that has done that? That was retired, but like, I want to play for my country one more time.
Didn't Jágr do it when he went over to play?
But wasn't he still active?
Yeah, he retired from the NHL and went over and played in the KHL.
I meant just for the Olympics. Didn't play on a team over
oh,
the country,
mean,
but just
mean,
right after the Olympics.
You mean
game.
Retired from the NHL and wasn't playing actively?
Right, that's what I mean.
Oh, gosh, I have no idea. I would imagine that's probably really hard to do. Unless you're
Jágr, who happens to be super butt,
who can just play forever apparently.
And I hated him.
Oh, still hate
until him. He went to Washington.
Still hate him.
I was like, yeah, look at those suckers. And then I'm telling you, I still remember.
That's why I hate you guys so much. That's why.
What?
We signed Jágr to that huge, horrible contract, and we paid for his butt. And his cronies that he had us bring in for years and years and years.
Beautiful.
You guys pick up Brizgalov for 2 years out of nine, and you only have to pay.
That's not why you hate us.
That makes me angry.
Why do you really hate us for the Jágr thing? Because you came over here and he played great.
Well, yeah. Cause
he fell apart.
You guys were smart. You picked him up not to be the captain.
That's true.
You
guys
picked
want
him,
up, him as captain.
You picked him up to be a mentor, which was a role that apparently he was fantastic in. But not meant to be.
Giroux's game, not that it wasn't going, but I think it accelerated.
Yeah.
I think it accelerated Giroux's game.
Giroux became a captain under the tutelage of Jágr, in my opinion.
Unbelievable watching. And I was like, I can get used to Jágr. And I was begging. I was like, just please, up the point. Up the point .8 so he stays. And they wouldn't sign him. God, he was... In 2 years, he was at Dallas to Boston and New Jersey, right?
Yep.
Jeez.
And in Jersey, he's putting up points like there's no tomorrow.
Because
he's getting played nonstop because no one in New Jersey can score outside of the 43-year-old, however old he is.
He's 41, right? 41? I think.
Yeah, he's the leading scorer on the New Jersey Devils. Just let that sink in.
No, when he first joined, and then I'll stop. When he first got the Caps, he was fine, right? Or was it an immediate?
Yeah.
I don't know. And the other name that sticks out, other than Timonen from Philadelphia, is Tuukka Rask, who you said the other day would probably steal the show because when he's on, he's on.